Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the Yellow Dot program, a program offered by PennDOT to help motorists when they're stuck in an emergency. Talk to us about this.
Yes, indeed. I'm very happy to talk about that issue. A couple of years ago, I appeared at a press conference with the governor and the secretary of transportation and the state police to kick off an idea that I borrowed from the state of Alabama that implements the Yellow Dot program in Pennsylvania. The program works to help save lives in Pennsylvania when a person has had an accident on the highways. And it allows drivers to share written medical and personal information with first responders in the event of an emergency. So participants would affix a PennDOT-provided Yellow Dot decal to the lower left corner of the rear window of their vehicles. And this sticker alerts emergency responders to the availability of information to help them provide better care to crash victims. And in the golden hour, the first hour of a crash is critical. And if the emergency responders and paramedics have the right blood type, have the right medications, identification information, they can literally save somebody's life and get them better stabilized and ready for a hospital emergency room. In conjunction with these Yellow Dot stickers, decals, participants complete an official Yellow Dot form, which contains information including an emergency contact, medical conditions, and prescriptions. The form also provides space to attach a small photo of the individual. The information is then kept in the vehicle's glove compartment in an official yellow folder. So if anyone's interested in participating in this, I do have the application forms in my Troy and Wellsboro offices. A free Yellow Dot starter kit can be requested in our offices, or they can contact the Yellow Dot program directly, www.yellowdot.pa.gov, or call 717-787-6746. I have personally participated in this. I personally have a Yellow Dot sticker on my vehicle in the case of a crash and would recommend this to our listening audience.
Another thing that has been going on all across the state is we are in the height of fair season. I understand that you've had a couple of fairs that you've been attending. Talk to us about the events that you've been living through the last couple of weeks.
Yes, last couple of weeks, over 100,000 visitors combined in both Troy, Bradford County, and in the Whitneyville Fairgrounds, where we have the fair in Tioga County. We've been able to showcase our agricultural industry, which is the number one industry in Pennsylvania. In Bradford County, I had the pleasure of presenting a citation from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives to Mike Powers in honor of him being chosen the 2014 Outstanding Fair Ambassador for the Bradford County Fair. Boots Hetherington, Special Advisor to the Governor on Agriculture, was there to help me present that, as well as the fair committee. It was an outstanding event and a great effort to recognize exceptional services in behalf of the Bradford County Fair. And in Tioga County this past week, we had the Secretary of Agriculture, as well as Boots Hetherington, representing the Secretary of Agriculture. We honored Kevin Hotelling as the Outstanding Fair Ambassador, and he also received an award from the House of Representatives as well as the Secretary of Agriculture for outstanding volunteerism and service to the Fair Board and work at the Tioga County Fair. So great events at both fairs showcasing our agricultural industry.
And finally, Representative, the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee met this week to talk about veterans programs and services available throughout the Commonwealth. Talk to us about what they learned.
Yes, Pennsylvania has the fourth highest number of veterans in the nation and offers a number of programs to assist veterans, including advocacy, financial assistance, tax relief, long-term care facilities, and civilian employment assistance for those that qualify. Pennsylvania requires that every county have a county affairs officer to provide immediate assistance to veterans. Accredited county affairs officers have access to the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs computer systems, thereby allowing them to answer general general inquiries for veterans locally rather than having the veteran travel to a federal U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs location. So in Tioga County, the gentleman that runs that program is located at the courthouse, the Veterans Affairs officer, and likewise in Bradford County. So to determine what services may be available for our listening veterans or loved ones, residents are encouraged to contact the county Veterans Affairs officers, or they can contact the Department of Veterans Affairs website, www.dmva.state.pa.us, for additional details about available programs.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.